well, for those of you, for those three of you who don't know, we always hope there are three people in the audience who don't know what we're talking about. The Haymarket Affair came out of the struggle for the eight-hour day, and there was a strike at the International Harvester plant in Chicago, and the police attacked the strikers and killed a number of strikers, not an uncommon occurrence in those days. And the anarchist movement of Chicago, and it was a strong anarchist movement of Chicago. Well, as you know, it's the radicals who take the first steps, the anarchists, the Trotskyists, the communists, the socialists. You know, they're always first, you know. And the anarchists, you know, call a meeting, or mass rally, protest. A rally takes place in Chicago, not quite at Haymarket Square, but near it. But it becomes known as Haymarket Affair. And while the rally is going on and somebody is speaking from the platform, one of the anarchist leaders of Chicago, in fact, is speaking from the platform. It's a peaceful meeting. It's attacked by the police. The police charge into the meeting with their clubs flailing, and then a bomb explodes in the middle of the police, and a bunch of policemen are killed. Nobody knows who threw the bomb. Nobody to this day knows. You know, they're still, you know, one of those things that they're always trying to puzzle. That's no problem for the police if there's no evidence on who threw the bomb. What do? You arrest the eight leading anarchists in Chicago because they must be behind it, whoever threw the bomb. And this is a common logic for arresting radicals. Something took place. Here are the radicals. The radicals must be behind it. So they arrest the eight leading radicals and put them on trial for conspiracy to murder, and they are sentenced to death. And rouses an international cry and defense all over the country. And the George Bernard Shaw sends a cable from England saying, because the matter is now up before the Illinois Supreme Court, and the Illinois Supreme Court turns down the plea of the eight anarchists, and George Bernard Shaw sends us telegram. He says, if America must lose eight of its population, it could better afford to lose the eight members of the Illinois Supreme Court than the eight anarchists who are sentenced to death. But anyway, four of them were executed, and their execution had one of those effects, one of those cataclysmic effects that certain events in American history have on the consciousness of young people growing up in the society. Things like, you know, the execution of Sacco and Vanzetti, or the execution of the Rosenbergs, and the execution of the four leaders of anarchist leaders had that kind of effect on Emma Goldman.